Ladies and gents, without further ado, we bring you
Hola Seven.
Welcome.
Hi guys, how are you?
Jiru fire DJ Ola.
I'm good, thanks guys.
Ola.
Do you go under DJ Ola?
Yeah.
Do you agree to DJ Ola?
Yes.
Or is it just Ola?
It's DJ Ola.
DJ
Ola. Yes. DJ Ola.
Yeah.
So, first question. Do you DJ?
No. I'm not a disc jockey.
We needed to ask that.
I didn't
ask
the way.
No, you get the gigs because someone will be like, I want DJ Ola. Okay, Mozo, did you read it? But I MC Ayo.
I'm Dara. Yeah, it's the music.
Thank you so much for taking your time out and just coming to, you know, talk to us. Today is International Podcasters Day, and we decided, you know what, the best person to have this conversation, to talk podcasting with is Ola. So I'm going to ask you this because you were on a mainstream station for years.
Mm.
What's the difference between the two?
Ooh, there's a huge difference.
Mm.
Mainstream is good, but you kind of restrict it.
Okay.
So podcast, you're free Mandela. You can do whatever, you know?
Serious?
Yeah, you can do whatever.
I thought you were going to say mainstream, you can get fired.
Yes, mainstream, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, you get fired, but, you know, podcast, you can even podcast in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Your kitchen, wherever you want to podcast from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of give you, you know, it gives you, like, freedom of speech as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but no, you know, some in Zimbabwe, you don't have to then go to the extreme.
I was about to ask you, by freedom of speech, and your freedom of expression.
Yeah.
As a podcaster in Zimbabwe, what sort of issues do you find within the space?
Yeah, definitely politics, you know.
Yeah.
Anything else you can. But politics,
okay.
You know, it's very... That's
the touchy space.
Yeah.
Would you like it more open? Would you like to be able to have political commentary on your podcast without fear?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to do that. But, you know, sometimes with our politicians, when they come there, they use the platform to attack one another, you know?
Mm.
So if the other or the attacked one feel offended, they will come after Ola, not the...
Not the politician.
The politician. That's the thing. But it's an open space. That's why I like podcasts.
Do you think we should regulate our podcasts more? Because I think at times people are very loose with what they say on podcasts.
Can I rephrase your question for you? In terms of regulating, do you think that as a podcaster, do you need to then give your guests a guideline?
talk about this, talk about that.
But don't talk about this. Or would you rather they just speak their mind?
Okay. That's where the difference is, mainstream and podcast.
Yes.
On podcast, you can't really say, don't say this, don't say that.
Uh-huh.
Because it's no longer a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But in mainstream, you can't do that. Say, no, don't say this, don't say that. You know, on podcast, he's coming assuming that, you know, he's free to say whatever that he wants to say.
True.
Exactly. So that's the main, that's the whole point of a podcast. So you can't really regulate a podcast.
Mm.
The moment you regulate the podcast, it's kind of like you are then, you know.
You are pushing a narrative.
A narrative, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. You can't really say that.
All right. So I got Ola. While you're here, we've got our WhatsApp platform, and I guarantee you, we're not the only ones with questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up the WhatsApp line. Anyone who wants to ask DJ Ola a question, Panapa, please hit us up, 0772-168-045. You can hit us up on our socials as well, Twitter, Instagram. We've got DJ Ola in the building. He's hanging out with us till 10 o'clock. We're talking podcasting. We're talking about his dreams, about his own podcast, where he's trying to get it to, what maybe he wants to get a syndicated network of podcasts. You never know, because he doesn't think small.
Yeah.
All right. So Ola's in the building. Stick around. More convo to come.
The Ignition. Putting a smile on your face and igniting your morning with fire.
We've got DJ Ola in the building talking to him about podcasting space. It is International Podcast Day, Tekatji. Listen, let's just bring him in, have a chat, and find out his thought processes when it comes to podcasting. Why particular topics and why particular guests? Let's just go there. Why particular topics and guests? Do you have a kind of bias towards who you want to talk to and why?
Yeah. You know what? In podcasts, we talk about in a wave.
Uh-huh.
Like what's trending.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Relevance, prominence.
Okay.
So if you are relevant, you are definitely invited.
You're definitely coming.
If you are prominent at that time, you definitely, you know, invite you.
Mm-hmm.
Topics, what are people talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, people are talking about this and this. So we then look into that as well.
Mm-hmm.
In Angu, I like to ask essential questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Jinemari.
Podcast.
Jinemari.
Podcast, Inemari Boyzango.
You lie.
If you try podcast, you leave radio right away. I'm telling you.
No way.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you. Trust me. If you try podcast, if you do it well, yeah.
Don't say it too loud.
I was about to say on that you leave radio because you said it twice. I said, hola, whisper.
Hola, hola, hola.
Hola.
Just it.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right, guys. But yeah, definitely, podcast, you know about that. Because sometimes you get adverts, like radio.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Now, the difference is because radio, you get adverts, but it goes through, you know, your accounts and whatnot.
Presenter fees kind of set up.
Yeah. But in this case now, podcast, it's coming straight to the presenter, the presenter fee, whatever the thing.
Yes,
it's coming straight to the podcast.
Okay.
And also from online platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we stream on Facebook, we stream on YouTube, Spotify, all these digital platforms, they pay us.
Mm. So tell me, and I guess seeing as today's podcast day, there's someone who wants to have a podcast.
Yeah.
So when you say Facebook and all these things, do you please just take us through that whole process of registering to make sure you actually monetize your pages?
In Zim, it's very difficult to monetize a Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not possible to monetize your Facebook page while it's in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
So you need to either have someone in UK, South Africa, or other countries that are, you know, authorized to monetize.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Then you monetize your page, your Facebook, YouTube. Yeah, you can monetize from Zimbabwe.
Yes.
But you need to have more subscribers. More subscribers with the, how do you get more subscribers? More content. Give them more content. So consistent.
So when you say more subscribers, how many subscribers do you have to actually then monetize for them to start paying?
Facebook, YouTube, I guess it's 1,000 subscribers.
Okay.
On YouTube. Then from 1,000 upwards, you're okay.
Okay.
And it's not just subscribers. And also watch hours as well. How many people viewed your thing?
Mm.
If it's 10,000 hours, then you are able to monetize. You can have 1,000 subscribers,
mm-hmm.
then 4,000 watch hours, you can still not be able to monetize.
Okay.
So do you think that the pressure to, because you're making money digitally, then puts you in a position to want to do a lot? I will use a random example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do crazy content and you're like, do you think because you have to make money online, you feel the pressure to overperform for the views?
Not really. You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be consistent. If you are Ola with a clean brand, you have to maintain that brand. Remember, we've got advertisers who are also behind you.
Okay.
They don't want to associate with a
messy brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you need to have that in mind. Say, oh, if I do this, what about my advertisers? And also your audience.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your regular viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are those who just come because there is Nox on the show that day.
Yeah.
You know. So you don't have to disappoint your regular viewers.
For the one person.
Yes, exactly.
Can I ask you a very quick question? In terms of the podcasting that you do, you've obviously got a visual element to it.
Yeah.
Kagawanda Kasha, there's podcasts that are just audio.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's more value to visual versus just audio?
Yeah, definitely. Because visuals, they actually help. Most people, they sit, relax, especially these days with these smart televisions.
Mm.
You sit down and just click to YouTube, then go to all the 7 podcasts you are now watching.
Mm.
It's good because you can also see the reaction, the emotions, you know, visually, unlike audio.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But now we post both on, I mean, YouTube and Spotify audio as well.
Okay.
And the audio.
But audio, when we look at our, the audience who listen to us, you know, on Spotify and other platforms, we can't really compare them with YouTube.
With the visuals.
Yeah, and also the demographics. People in the UK, Australia, those in the, you know, first world.
Yeah,
the ones that are listening.
And mostly when they're driving.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. So they listen to Spotify.
All right.
What's been your favorite from all
from
all the shows you've done? Which one's been your favorite? Pick one.
Wow. One. Gogo Lady. I would say Gogo Lady. Gogo Lady was the most outstanding. I mean, because Gogo, look at her age.
Mm-hmm.
She's 70-something years.
Mm.
And she has this street lingo, you know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
She knows everything, you know. I just loved the interview.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's well-versed.
Yes.
DJ Ola in the building, 0772-168-045. Anything you want to ask him, by all means, head us up. Let's talk to DJ Ola. DJ Ola in the building on the Ignition this morning, having a very, very quick chat about his life and times and, of course, his craft, what he's enjoying the most about his craft and where he is going with his craft.
All right, let's get into critical criticism that you get on the show.
Yeah.
There was an accident that happened. You were there. There were mixed emotions. How do you deal with that? Because, like, I guess now we understand that you said your show is for trendy things, things that are happening. But at times, it's not entertainment. Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
at times,
sure.
It's actually things that are happening on the ground. And people are like, oh, no, but we could have handled that differently. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with
Sometimes we learn from criticism.
Yeah.
But it's not everything that you have to take in. Yeah, sometimes you just have to ignore. Because sometimes it will be coming from haters and competitors. Sometimes they want to just pull you down.
Did you find anything wrong, though, when you went on to that scene and you started reporting there? Did you feel anything like, yo, maybe I'm rushing into this one. I should maybe give it a bit of time, let the authorities do what they're doing. What did you feel in the moment?
Actually, the authorities thanked me for what I did.
Mm.
Okay.
So they say, thank you so much for what you did, Ola. I had a chat with the police commissioners and they're like, oh, Ola, you know, you did very well. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I did anything wrong there. Maybe the part when I said, good morning, Zimbabwe. Because you know what? As broadcasters, sometimes you are used to say, good morning.
To understand a language. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Just good morning, hi. So when I said good morning, then someone said, Ola, what's good about
this particular morning?
Exactly.
That's just picking on, majoring on the minors. That
exactly. That's what exactly happened. Yeah. But otherwise, the whole thing, I think, was okay. Because you actually... that report, it saved about two people from that accident. Yeah, because we were looking for a crane and I had to go live.
Yeah.
That was the only option for me to save these people. Because everyone like, how can we save these people?
Right.
How can we
help them?
Exactly.
So that platform actually helped.
Yes.
Okay. What are your thoughts on controversial podcasting? A lot of people like to do podcasts in a controversy, like Awanda. And they think that because it's in your face.
Yes. It'll get views.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on controversial podcasting? Would you involve yourself in that? Or do you think that just giving a nice overview of what people are doing is better than being in the controversial space?
Both. Controversy sells.
Yeah.
Okay.
Controversy sells.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need one show which is a bit controversial that will get you more views, and those views will return again on your next show when you do nothing controversial.
Mm.
You get it's a trick.
So do you think, because you had years of mainstream and you have journalism training?
Yes.
Do you think you, because it's easy for you to say that you have the training?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a little, for lack of a better term, I say people that use platforms loosely and because they don't have your formal training.
Exactly.
Do you think that people that are getting into podcasting must have at least an ounce of professional journalism?
Yes, absolutely. Podcasters should be trained.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if they're not journalism trained, but I think they should go for a bit, maybe a training, my workshop, just to understand how do you present even really professional. Mm. Well, some of these podcasts, you see, what's lacking here is professionalism. There's talent, but there's no professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes without him, you attract the wrong viewers.
Mm.
You attract the wrong viewers.
Yeah.
So even if it's controversy, but the controversy, I think I'm a professional, but any controversy, it's okay. But when it's controversy, then it's done in an unprofessional way.
Yeah.
Then you attract the wrong viewers, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in terms of corporates who might want to support you, do you still want to engage in controversial topics? If a corporate is like, listen, I want to sponsor the entire podcast network.
But don't talk about
I don't want controversy.
Are you for a price? Noxie and company, Noxie and Sons comes and says, you know what, Ola, I want to come on your podcast.
Yeah.
But I think my podcast, Yako, don't talk about Simba.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? The first do you come at a
for,
price?
For $1 million, I would ask them. For $1 million a month.
$1 million a month. Yeah, I'll take. But my first question will be, why did you choose Ola?
Yeah.
When you know the platform made
exactly.
to come about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can't really change the content. You can't really change who we are.
But
that's our identity. You can't really change who we are because you want to give us money.
But not to tell for $1 million a month, we know about your platform. We know how you run your platform. Mm-hmm. But we don't want you to talk about this.
It means
for $1 million a month. Are you taking the million? Are you saying, I will run my platform the way I want to?
That one is 50-50. But I would consider my platform first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because remember, I've got my viewers who are used to what I do.
Yes.
Then now we are going to change this because there's a 1 million. Look, It's a tricky one.
All right, so we are about to step out of the building. Yeah. We know your platform doesn't just hold Ola just 7 Ola. Podcasts.
What else are you doing?
Tell us about your other the other podcasts that are on your show, on your platform.
And we've been growing, and we are still growing.
Mm. Yes.
And, as the pioneer of podcasts in Zimbabwe.
It's
in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
It's now a podcast network. It's not only about Ola, like an individual. We now have Yvonne Mangunda on the spotlight.
Oh, nice.
She's presenting the sport. We have Norma with, on Life and Stuff, interviewing these upcoming, celebrities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then also we have the Genius Kids, where we interview the Whiz Kids of Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Yeah, all the Whiz Kids. Mm-hmm. We invite them. We have the Teen Talk, presented by DJ Sophia. She's 13 years old.
Aww.
She's a teenager now. Yeah, she's presenting that show. She's very, very good. You know, people love the show. We also have Trending Stories, the one I do with Yaya Good Vibes.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the five shows that we have currently.
And growing.
Yeah, and growing.
There's a message that came in here for you, so let's just listen to that.
Hey, DJ Ola, it's nice to have you today. Yeah, it's very beautiful. Thanks so much, Z. Thanks so much, DJ Ola.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
As we wrap this up, I'm just going to ask, it's a random question. When all is said and done, what do you want to be remembered for?
I would want to be remembered for being the biggest podcaster who changed the media landscape, from the mainstream going digitally.
Mm.
My name should be written everywhere.
Okay.
Say, Ola was the pioneer. When people, Mazimbabwe, it's like a resentment, you change it, but Ola akakwanisa kungo transition from radio to podcast, and a podcast being the thing now.
Yeah.
All right, can I ask you, if a mainstream radio station came to you and offered you a job, are you taking it?
No, I'm not going to take it.
You're not.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to take it.
You're not going back
Trust
there.
Trust me, I'm not going back there. Trust me. Even a television station, I'm not going to.
Eat trauma, take it.
No, there's no trauma. At first, I was traumatized. At first, at first, but now I'm okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in my space.
Do you think the podcast landscape and traditional radio have a place in everyday life?
100%.
32.
Yes.
Is radio dying?
Radio is dying.
Really?
100%. Trust me.
True.
But radio is dying.
Mm-hmm.
TV is dying. Newspaper is dead. Let's not say it's dying. Newspaper is dead already.
Okay.
Yeah. People used to go and advise newspaper.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Why? My newspaper, what is on right now, aku nyora online.
Yeah.
Why am I online reporters?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, even the mainstream are now also online reporters.
Okay.
They are moving. They are coming this side.
Mm-hmm.
Radio before, tangatisa ma cameras in studio, but right now I'm live.
Yes.
It's changing. You are going digital as well.
Yeah.
So it means radio somehow, audio.
Yeah.
Zaguno changes. Zaguno zika. Because of social media, because everyone is on their smartphone.
Right.
And everything is happening on their phone. So the moment you scroll, Instagram, on your timeline, you're going to see Ola anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime. You're going to see Ola anytime. But when you are on radio, if I miss something, I miss it for good.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Because I wanted to bring it back to the digital landscape. I know there's quite a big deep penetration of mobile connectivity within the country,
mm-hmm.
but still the majority of them do not have smart devices.
Yeah.
So they will listen to the radio from a phone out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was trying to ask, is radio dying? That being said, there's still quite a lot of people who will tune into radio and will continue to tune into radio, all their information and all their stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. I have voice notes here. Let's take a listen. It's Feja, because I didn't.
We haven't pre-listened.
Ola, podcast ya kwa kapenga, but my question to you is, unema bodyguard here, because you mentioned that you're not going to be here. Isusu tine chikunzu waka. Cheta kuchikira tiri kuno kunzi. Ameno tiwo no shitoro se. Unema no kugada here, pa unu famba.
A concerned listener.
It's a pertinent question.
It's a good question. I don't even know how we do now, Star.
I don't reach Kira. Wow. It's good to you to hear. But no, did that one so. Yes, I do have my security.
Okay.
Yeah. But and if I'm in now, like everywhere, I go with them when I know this is not a safe place for me.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have security.
There's another voice note. Hey. Fetch.
How are you doing, guys? Hey. Ola 7, your first off, like. My brother, I'm proud of you.
Hey,
By the way, sorry, ndakuvunza zvimwe zviri out of context, zviri out of zvese zvamukuita izvi. Ola, ndova munhu ugomba kwangu unogara wakorera kuzengezero. Sorry for this. Sorry, my brother.
No, no, it's okay. It's not out of context. Yeah, I think I'm in context.
That's fine.
I'm in context.
I mean, we want to know more about DJ.
Exactly. Yeah. I grew up in Rusape, Kunyazura, but then ndakazomuva zvishoko kuzengezero zvishoko.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so he's correct.
And a word of encouragement, just because I know where you started your journey, maybe just share and then just tell people that, guys, things change, things can happen.
Yeah, that's very true. Word of encouragement, guys. Kinje kutanga usachke. Wananyonaramane fear of unknown. Kuchika kutanga chimwe chinhu, chimwe chinyowani. Even in when I left radio, I did not have a plan to say, ndasiya grad, but what's going to be my next step? What's going to be my plan B? But you know what? And now, look, Ola is still relevant. Ola is still in the game.
Even after
radio. So, you're not going to run about your pizza, but you're still powering us. You can start something new.
And
pizza is coco. You know, it's not only podcasting. People can do a lot within this media thing. They can do a lot. But what I can tell you, Norma and my brother here, podcasts. Is here to change the narrative.
And then he called me Norma, but it's fine.
Sorry, when did I say that?
He's trying to get you onto his podcast. He's trying to poach you.
Yeah, that podcast is there. You know, you can set an agenda. You can change the narrative with a podcast. So I think I want to throw this as a challenge to every radio presenter and TV presenter. They can start their own podcast, even in your home, in your house. You can do this while you are on radio as well.
Right.
Just to build your own audience.
Right.
You know, growing. When you see like, oh, you're okay.
Yeah.
Then you can start your own thing.
Okay.
It's doable.
Shout out to you, man. Yeah. You said there's a track that you really, really love.
So many voice notes coming. Oh. And they're coming right when we're leaving. Okay. Fetcher again.
All right. Let's give it a shot.
The radio is not dying, Ola. My radio are kufanda haya anonzi mangwana. Let me mute for this. But zvekutoti tingatoti radio is dying completely. We love your podcast and you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Shout out.
There's
man.
Another
Thank
voice
you.
Note, sorry. And this will be the last one.
Yep. Okay.
Enoxi, hey Simba, hey DJ Ola, what do you say? I think radio won't die.
That's how the story's gone.
It's in a time. I think it will never die. Because if anyone on Dongo Terera, you see, Pasingade Kuona, and like even by my podcast, some people just like to listen. They don't like to, you know, to watch and listen. So that I go no see but kind of bonds or radio's dying. It will never die to me.
Imagine. Ola, thank you so much for coming. Nkabezi in Bulawayo says, hi, what's up? Madzi Kutinwald is also sending love your way.
Wow.
Thank you so much for taking time and coming to just spend time with us today.
I want to say thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Simba, and thank you, Noxi.
Yes.
Hey. My Simba, for inviting me here, guys. It's quite an honor.
Before you go, you are now part of the ZFM family.
Yeah.
So we want you to sign us out. Nesong yagwe ono fire today.
Yawa request.
Okay. Oh, guys, so you've been tuning into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, and we're going to say goodbye. But before that, let's just give you this one. Waka Wina Kare from Chill Master.
Yeah.
From trending topics to epic interviews, if it happened on ZFM Stereo, it's on our podcast. Search ZFM Stereo wherever you listen to your podcasts.